You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the weekly roundup with the major decision by the central bank. The Reserve Bank of India on Friday announced withdrawal of Rs 2,000 currency notes from circulation, and existing notes in circulation can either be deposited in bank accounts or exchanged by September 30th. The banknotes in Rs 2,000 denomination will continue to be a legal tender, the RBI said in a statement. In order to ensure operational convenience and to avoid disruption of regular activities of bank branches, the RBI said exchange of Rs 2,000 banknotes into banknotes of other denominations can be made up to a limit of Rs 20,000 at a time at any bank starting from May 23, 2023. The RBI has advised banks to stop issuing Rs 2,000 denomination banknotes with immediate effect. The Rs 2,000 denomination banknote was introduced in November 2016 primarily to meet the currency requirement of the economy in an expeditious manner after the withdrawal of legal tender status of all Rs 500 and Rs 1,000 banknotes that were in circulation at that time. Moving on, the employee consolidation at Reliance Retail's Geomart division may not affect the larger operations of the company, informed sources have told FE. Media reports on Tuesday had said that the Geomart division, which has around 15,000 people, was shedding some 1,000 jobs as part of a larger restructuring exercise. A mail sent to Reliance Retail on the issue elicited no response. However, at 15,000 people, the Geomart division, according to industry sources, constitutes around 3.75% of Reliance Retail's total employee base of around 4 lakh. The company has also begun integrating India operations of Metro Cash & Carry into its Geomart division, resulting in powering of its workforce there to avoid duplication of roles. Reliance Retail had recently closed the Rs 2,850 crore acquisition of Metro Cash & Carry, which was first announced in December last year. Industry sources say that some employees in the Geomart division have also been put on contract as part of their annual performance appraisal process. They have described this as a routine exercise. Meanwhile, Amul, the country's top dairy brand, is in the center of a controversy for the second time in a month, following its move to procure milk from Tamil Nadu. Last month, Amul, which is marketed by the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, had stirred up a storm after it entered the Bengaluru market, which is dominated by local brand Nandini from the Karnataka Milk Federation. While in Tamil Nadu, Amul has been selling its products for some time through local outlets, the move to procure milk from the state using its multi-state cooperative license is a first. Fearing that Amul's entry in Tamil Nadu would be detrimental to local brand Arvin, state's Chief Minister M.K. Stalin on Thursday asked Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who also holds the cooperative portfolio, to ask the dairy major to cease milk procurement in the state. When contacted, Jayan Mehta MD, GCMMF said there was no threat to local brands with their milk procurement in Tamil Nadu. I don't know what the issue is about, but the idea is to coexist, not compete with cooperatives, he said. In other news, the Ministry of Commerce is in talks with regulators and other departments to put in place systems that will level the field between exports through e-commerce and traditional channels when it comes to tax refunds, a senior official said Tuesday. A lot of policy tweaking is required. Most of our trade regulations are designed for business-to-business interface, but e-commerce breaks that barrier, and it is a scenario where B2C interface is higher, Director General of Foreign Trade Santosh Kumar Sarangi said. One big issue in exports through e-commerce, he said, is how sellers can get the benefit of remission of tax and duties, which traditional exporters do. In 2025, global cross-border e-commerce exports will touch $2 trillion as per an estimate. According to the foreign trade policy, India's e-commerce export potential is in the range of $200 billion to $300 billion annually by 2030. And finally, a corporate update. Hindalco Industries, an Aditya Birla Group company, has earmarked capex of Rs 5,000 crore each for this fiscal and the next, which would be used mainly for its ongoing expansion plans. This is a 67% increase from Rs 3,000 crore the company had spent in FY23. The firm would funnel its entire capex requirements through internal accruals and will not raise debt, Hindalco Industries MD Satish Pai said in a post-earnings call. For the fourth quarter ended March 31st, the company posted a net profit of Rs 2,411 crore, a 37% fall from Rs 3,851 crore recorded during the year-ago period. However, it rose 77% from Rs 1,362 crore posted in the December quarter. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.